I'll be reading now from one of the biographies of Jesus, written by Mark. It's in your booklet and it's also up on the screen there, so you can follow along. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them.
Question, particularly of all the kids here, hands up here, who likes Santa? Go on, be honest. Who likes Santa? Far too many adults' arms going up there. You know, but to be honest though, I really like Santa too. I like the get-up. I like the suit, and I like the sleigh, and I like the reindeer. I like the excitement of the night before Christmas. And, of course, I like the presents. Santa is great, isn't he? But there's one thing that also makes me nervous about Santa. He knows everything about me. At least that's what he says. He knows if I've been naughty or nice, and he only gives presents to people who've been nice. That's where I get worried. Because although I like to think I've been nice, I know that's not always the case. And how will Santa treat me then? You see, I like Santa, but I love Jesus. And the story we just had read to us from the Bible tells you why. In a scene not unlike many a modern shopping mall, where children are all lined up to get their photo taken sitting on Santa's lap, well, there are some parents lined up with their kids to get them blessed by Jesus. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. I actually like to imagine that it is just like a shopping mall scene. There's mum and dad, they're juggling the presents in their arms as there's Jesus off in the distance. Mum's talking with dad, organising the rendezvous time after he's come back from Maya to go and buy some new robes. She's yelling at the kids, "No, Billy, you can't have a muesli bar, they haven't been invented yet." It's just all very time-consuming and all very stressful, exactly like a supermarket scene now. But there's a problem. After all of that time waiting in line, and just as Jesus is finally about to turn his attention to them so the blessings can get underway, the disciples shut up shop. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. Now, we don't actually know why the disciples did this, but it was probably because they thought the children weren't very important. Certainly not important enough to meet Jesus. You've got to remember, Jesus was the hottest ticket in town in first century Israel. He'd been teaching and healing up a storm for years now, and he was a very busy man. He had places to go, people to see. He certainly didn't have time to go laying his hands on a few brats and bless them. And so the disciples, they do what they think's best in all the circumstances and shoo them away. But then Jesus finds out what they've been doing while his attention is elsewhere. And listen to his response. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children." What's Jesus' response? Well, he's absolutely furious, isn't he? "Don't stop them. Let them come to me. The kingdom of God belongs to people like these kids." It's an amazing reaction. The kingdom of God, the right to live under God's rule and protection, be in intimate relationship with the maker of the universe belongs not to powerful people or rich people or beautiful people, but to people like kids. Even in a much more child-centered culture like ours, that's an amazing thing to say. I mean, kids nowadays often do get to meet important people sometimes, shake the Queen's hand or visit the Prime Minister, etc. But it's generally only ever for a short time, isn't it? And it's always carefully stage managed. Once the cameras are off, the kids have to quickly leave so the dignitaries can get on with the real work, which is meeting with important people. I mean, you can imagine Barack Obama making time for half an hour of kids singing some carols at Christmas time at the White House. But you can't imagine him setting aside a whole week's worth of meetings to talk with them about important matters of foreign policy or taxation. Why? Well, although doubtless Barack Obama loves kids, they're not people who can do anything for him in return. Kids are cute, but they're not powerful. And they can't do anything for us we can't already do for ourselves, particularly if ourselves is a king. And yet this is exactly what Jesus is saying. In the kingdom of God, it'll be people like kids who sit on his cabinet, staff his office, and serve his cause. It's amazing. But what is it about children that means that people like them inherit the kingdom of God? Well, people have had lots of theories about that in the past, but the most common one of them is that the kingdom of God belongs to people like children because children are so innocent. Kids have not yet had the chance to do anything bad, so they're the ones who can come to Jesus. That's the kind of people Jesus wants to be around, frankly. Innocent, good ones. In that way, Jesus is a bit like Santa on that view. He's got a naughty and nice thing going on. Nice people can come to him, but the naughty ones need not apply. Now that sounds like a good theory, but I don't think it's what he means, that he accepts people who are like kids because kids are innocent. And I don't think that for one reason. Have you ever met a child? Children aren't innocent. They can be guilty as anything. Look, I'm not saying this because I don't like kids. I love kids. We've got two boys of our own, two little boys. Absolutely love them to bits, and there are many good things about them. But innocence is not one of them. They can be as naughty as all get out. I was feeding my youngest son dinner just the other night. It was I can't even remember what it was. It was so traumatic. And there he was, and he had the dinner plate, and it was in his hand, and he was looking pretty shaky with it. And I looked at him, and I said, "Sam, don't you dare tip your dinner out." And he just looked at me. He's won. He knows exactly how to push our buttons. Don't get me wrong. Love him to bits. Love all of our boys to bits. But they're not innocent. I never met a kid who was. No, Jesus doesn't say the kingdom of God belongs to people who are like children because children are innocent. It's because they're helpless. You see, some kids are naughty and some kids are nice. But all kids are powerless, aren't they? Little kids can't do anything for themselves. Get themselves a drink, cook a meal, drive a car, run a country. You see, the reason Jesus says you must be like a little child to enter his kingdom is because none of us deserve to enter it. All of us, in our own way, have turned away from God, either consciously or we've just got caught up with other things. But none of us deserve to live under his rule and protection as a result. To put it another way, when it comes to deserving a spot in his kingdom, we're helpless. The only way we could ever get back under his rule and protection is if we admitted we were helpless and came to Jesus with nothing and asked to be with him anyway, just like these kids did. These kids had nothing to offer Jesus, and they knew it, but they ran to him anyway because they trusted that even though they had nothing he needed, he had everything they needed. You see, in that way, as much as I like Santa, Jesus isn't really like him at all. He doesn't ask first if those kids have been naughty or nice before he gives them a blessing, does he? Rather, he takes on all of them who come to him. The naughty ones, the nice ones, the fussy eaters, the clingy ones, the ones who don't sleep at night. Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. He takes them all in, not because they're good, but because he is. And they know he is, and that they need his goodness. And you know, it's the same with us. Because this is not really a story about children. Not how Jesus puts it. It's not children who inherit the kingdom of God, but anyone like a child. That's who gets accepted by God according to Jesus. Not those who are good and think they have something to offer him, but those who are not good and have nothing to offer him, but know it and come to him anyway for the goodness they lack and the forgiveness they need. I like Santa. He seems like a good guy, and I like presents. But if I had to pass the naughty or nice test to get into his kingdom, well, I'd never get a look in. That's why I'm so glad Jesus asks a different question. Not have you been naughty or nice, but are you helpless? Do you know it? Do you want to be forgiven everything on that naughty list? Then come on in. That's why I like Santa, but I love Jesus, and I love Christmas because it's about him.